current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We're talking to Pastor Brett Johnson from The Hastening and Pastor John King from Hope Church, and they're hosting a class. It's going to be a whole series talking about perspectives, digging into how we share the gospel, digging into how we reach the nations, digging into how we speak to people that come from completely different cultures. You think, like, I don't even know what to do. I mean, as Americans, we see the Western church as what's influential. But in the Eastern Hemisphere, you actually see a lot of the churches over there growing at an even more rapid rate than we have in America.
We have seen in the last 150 years something that is no short of just an incredible miracle of God. We are seeing God raise up movements of people come to faith in Christ in places like China, in India, and in the Middle East that are unprecedented in human history. But just because Christianity is growing in some parts of the Eastern world doesn't mean that it's growing everywhere. You know, some missiologists, kind of missions experts, describe the world like a waffle. You know, most of us love breakfast foods, right? Most of us who love breakfast foods, we either like waffles or pancakes. So some missions experts would say the world is not flat like a pancake. It's actually ridged like a waffle. And the gospel does not rapidly spread to every people group just because it's in the vicinity. We have to be intentional about crossing those boundaries to get the gospel, the syrup, into every square of the waffle, the world around us.
I like that.
Wow, that's a great picture, John. Thank you. They say the average Christian today, if you were to take all the world, the average Christian today is about a 40-year-old woman in Nigeria and a 23-year-old man in Brazil. And so we as Americans tend to think the world kind of revolves around us, but we're only 6% of the world's population, and God's doing some amazing things out there. But it's one of our convictions that Jesus said this gospel of the kingdom will be preached as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. It's just God's heart that the peoples of the world would have a church established in them, there'd be believers there, they would bring the glory of that culture into the kingdom of God, and that's what life is all about.
Yeah, it's wild. Like you said, the average Christian in the world is not an American. He's not Caucasian. I just think a lot of us as Christians don't really understand the complexity of what God's been doing through global missions.
As Americans, though, we possess 40% of the world's wealth. And so we have a responsibility and a stewardship to use that because God has blessed us. And where God has blessed us, He expects that to be a blessing to others. That's a consistent theme through Scripture. And so that's one of the things we bring out too, is how do we steward the blessings of God on our lives to be a blessing to all the peoples of the world?
And while the outlook on global Christianity is so positive, there's an explosion going on globally of Christianity. There are pockets that haven't been touched yet. Mission experts tell us there are over 16,000 distinct people groups in the world around us. Of those 16,000, 6,000 are unreached, meaning that they have less than 2% of their population who are Jesus followers. And so that just gives us a glimpse of the bigness of this task, the hugeness of this task, and where we as believers, with the resources, like Brett mentioned, that we have of people and financial resources, have such an incredible role to play in God's kingdom.
So true. We're talking to Pastor John King and Pastor Brett Johnson, and they are kicking off Perspectives. It's a class you could be a part of, but they're going to do something special next week on Tuesday. It's called Move. It's a night of worship and prayer for the nations. It's going to be on August the 7th, and the week after that, they'll kick off the Fall Perspectives class on the World Christian Movement. It's going to be at Hope Church in Las Vegas, but there are going to be teachers and guest speakers from all over our area just speaking into what that looks like. If you want to go deep, if you felt like, I'm just kind of in this place, like in my faith, where I haven't felt like I've really been challenged lately, this might be a great opportunity. TheHastening.org has all the details, and we'll continue our conversation on how we help our kids see the difference between empire building and kingdom building coming up in about 5 minutes. Talking to Pastor John King from Hope Church today on SOS Radio and Pastor Brett Johnson from The Hastening. And a few minutes ago, you mentioned that Americans possess about 40% of the world's wealth. And we think about sharing the gospel with people all over the world. We think about people living in poverty. But Americans really aren't the average Christians in this world. I got a chance to visit the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. that they just opened up a couple of months ago. And there's this giant room with Bibles all around it, all four walls, like floor to ceiling, and they're different colors. and there's yellow Bibles here, and that represents the languages that we have full copies of. And that's about one of the four walls. Then you have groups of, these are Bibles where we have just a New Testament or just an Old Testament, and that's maybe a third of another wall. Then you get into an area where it's like, these are Bibles that have been translated into native languages where we just have certain books of the Bible, not complete New Testaments, not complete Old Testaments. Then there's this whole other area, and it's all red. And they're red Bibles. It's like most of the room. It's like wrapping around wall to wall, and it's kind of covering the bottom part of one area, going up to the top on the other area, and you're like, oh, well, what are these? And these are actually all the languages that we know about, but we don't have anything translated in the Bible to their native language. So we go and we try to preach the gospel, and we refer to, hey, this comes out of God's word. They're like, what's that? How do I read it? Oh, well, number one, I may not be able to. Number two, it's not even my language. Nobody here speaks my language. And you think about the opportunity. We think everybody knows about Jesus in our country, but it's not true in the global scheme of things.
You know, one of the things that I think people need to realize is that the Bible is God's story. And he has been working in all through history to declare his glory and to reveal himself. But it's our job to take that message now to people. And this is our time. Like, we don't get another life to do this. Like, we have one chance to make our difference in our little point on the timeline. But we have unique opportunities today. We have unique economics. We have a unique money available to us if we will just do it right.
Scott, you bring up a great point. And one of the really amazing things about our faith as Jesus followers is the fact that it's not limited to one expression culturally. There are some religions in the world where you have to adapt your dress. You have to adapt your language to fit that religion. But Christianity speaks life into every people group, every culture. It's not limited to one culture. And so Bible translation is a huge testimony to that. The fact that God's word can be spoken in every language on the planet, and the fact that they will all be valued and represented in the kingdom of God for eternity. That's the picture we see in Revelation 7.
Yeah, because I think heaven's going to look a lot different than a lot of people think, huh? We're talking to Pastor John King and Pastor Brett Johnson, and they are hosting MOVE, a night of worship and prayer for the nations. It's going on next week on Tuesday night. That's August the 7th. And the week after, they're going to kick off their Fall Perspectives on the World Christian Movement class. That's going to be hosted at Hope Church in Las Vegas, but there's going to be speakers from churches all over the valley. If you've felt like you really want to be challenged in your faith recently, this is something you can invest in, put some time into, and it goes for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Thehastening.org has all the info.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast. These discussions come from his radio show on sosradio.net. It's a Christian radio station you can plug in with for music or conversation.
It's just what God has done in my heart, what God has done in me, who I was, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago to who I am now through this journey about how God has changed my heart.
Thanks for supporting the podcast.
Every revival in history started with one thing, and that's prayer. I'm Scott Harrell on SOS Radio, and that just happens to be what Pastor Brett Johnson and Pastor John King are starting their perspectives class with.
Yes, exactly. So that night, August 7th, we want to have a night of worship, but prayer also. And you're right, Scott, there is no movement of God that hasn't begun with a movement of prayer.
We are really excited that we get to start perspectives with the right focus, which is on God. I mean, we know from what we read in Scripture, what we've read in different books, MOVE, our focus event that's going to kick off perspectives, really gives us the right focus from the beginning. We need to begin the story of what God's doing around the world with God himself and recognize that we ultimately, we are not going to get this done. God is going to expand his kingdom globally. God, it's his mission to begin with, and we get to step into that. One of the key ways that we step into that is by prayer. We are asking God to move among the peoples of the world. We know that we can't do this in our own strength, but God can. And so we're going to kick everything off for Perspectives with an exciting event called MOVE. Now, you don't have to come to Perspectives to be a part of MOVE, but MOVE is a way that we as the body of Christ in the Vegas Valley are going to come together and ask God to do what he only can do. So move is not really about us moving. It's about us asking God to move and then Him in us moving through us.
We have information at thehastening.org.
Pastor Brett, what is The Hastening?
We've been doing perspectives on the World Christian Movement in the Las Vegas Valley for several years, but to do it well and to do it a couple times a year with 100 people in it, it's a full-time job, and then to follow up with those people. So I decided in 2017 as a pastor to not lead a church any longer, but to start a ministry that would just do this, that would train and disciple Las Vegas Valley Christians, and if God expands it to other parts of the Southwest, great, but just a chance to take these people through this discipleship experience so that they end up graduates who understand their place in the World Christian Movement.
Sounds so interesting. Now we're kicking off that Perspectives class in the World Christian Movement with the Move Night of Worship and Prayer for the Nations at Hope Church in Las Vegas next week on Tuesday night. That's August the 7th. So perspectives.org has all that info. If you want to dig deeper in your faith to find a fresh new challenge, this might be a great opportunity. But talking to Pastor John King from Hope Church and Pastor Brett Johnson from The Hastening on SOS Radio. If you've ever wondered how to teach your kids to see things from a global perspective and not merely an American perspective, you're going to love this discussion on SOS Radio. We're talking to Pastor Brett Johnson from The Hastening and Pastor John King from Hope Church. And they are setting up a class. It's called Perspectives, and it's all about seeing the impact of global missions.
Well, it's called Perspectives on the World Christian Movement as the Full. It's been around since the 1970s, and it started as a result of thousands of college students in the 1970s responding at the Urbana Missions Conference saying, we will go. But then they realized, hey, we need training. And others realized these college students need training. So a course was developed out of Pasadena, California, and that hundreds of thousands of Americans and others around the world have now taken, that does teach all of that. It's a big commitment, though, Scott. It's a 15-week discipleship experience on Tuesday nights at Hope Church this fall. And it costs some money. It costs some time. But you know, everything that's of value that you get in life costs you something, right? If you took a Christian college education and you could compress it down into just one class, this is the class.
I think we've all gone through those seasons, Pastor John, where you just feel like, man, I feel like I know a lot of stuff, but I'm just not feeling things, or I know what the truth is, but emotionally, I'm just distant to this. I feel like I need to be challenged. I feel like I just need something extra to jumpstart my faith. This could be a great opportunity for that.
Yeah, Perspectives does an incredible job of showing us where we fit into this massive, epic story that God is writing. And a lot of times, if you're like me, part of the reason why your life feels insignificant is because you don't see it in the context of what God's doing. If we don't see our lives as part of what God is doing throughout history, then we tend to think we are pretty insignificant. But when we realize that God has given us the Holy Spirit to come and live in us, to empower us to live the life of a Jesus follower among people that don't have access to the gospel, that is a radically exciting concept for us, and it gives significance to every day. And Perspectives does an incredible job of helping us put those dots together. Those four perspectives that you look at in the course are the historical, the biblical, the strategic, and the cultural perspectives on what God is doing around the world. And so those lenses do change the way you look at the newspaper, the way that you read your news feed on the internet, the way that you interact with your neighbors, many of whom are from other countries. Taking Perspectives gives you a different view, and it really does, as you mentioned, help us understand how we can raise kids and grandkids who know God and love God, but also know what God is doing among our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world.
That's Pastor John King. We're also talking to Pastor Brett Johnson from The Hastening. We're actually kicking off the Perspectives class with Move. It's a night of worship and prayer for the nations. It's coming up next week on Tuesday. That's August the 7th. Then the week after, they actually kick off that Perspectives on World Christian Movement class at Hope Church in Las Vegas. You can find all the details if you want to plug in, if you want to know more. Grab the location. It's thehastening.org.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.